While the coronavirus has infected every artist and arts organization, none appeared more potentially devastated, at least on the calendar, than the Brevard Music Center. Its entire existence is geared toward a summer concert season and a summer music camp considered the best of its kind in the Southeast. The center had also planned to cut the ribbon on a new 400-seat indoor performance space designed to house concerts year-round. But when the Brevard Music Center board unanimously voted to cancel all public programs for 2020, President and CEO Mark Weinstein cast it as a moral decision.
Very early on, we knew this was not our year. This was not a year to expose everybody to this kind of risk.
All ticket, tuition, and sponsorship revenue were instantly gone. But unlike even many of the region's larger arts organizations, Brevard Music Center had money in the bank, a deep endowment, and a contingency fund, allowing management to do something extraordinary, pledge to the staff of 15 full-timers they would keep their jobs with full pay through the pandemic.
We built up a cushion, rainy day fund, and my God, it's hailing now. We're strong financially. And we knew that the moral question trumped anything to do with finances.
Still, there's work to do now to remain active and relevant to prospective students, to donors and subscribers, and to the community at large. Toward that end, Brevard is launching a drive-in movie series this summer for up to 80 cars in its parking lot. Leaders are also developing contingency plans for a pandemic with no concrete end in sight.
Rather than looking at what we won't do or can't do, I'm looking at what we can do that embodies our core beliefs.
Jason Posnock is Vice President and Chief Artistic Officer with the Brevard Music Center.
If we're not allowed to have 500 students on our campus at one time, can we have 100? Can we combine in-person and online teaching to create a new program that still embodies our beliefs, that makes sure that we're taking care of our students? And that we are really connecting them with our faculty.
Whatever those answers are, Brevard's leaders insist community comes first, regardless of any clearance from county or state officials to resume public concerts.
Just because the government says you can do something, that doesn't mean you should.
Mark Weinstein.
The most important thing in the world is not putting on concerts right now. You know, the arts can bring people together. There's a time for healing. But when you're under fire, you've got to protect the people around you in the foxhole.
Brevard's summer movie series will begin later this month, though a specific date hasn't been set. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.